We have been exploring Matthew chapter 5 and verses 17 through 20, and expanding upon the understanding Yeshua was conveying to his audience. He taught the following. First, he came to complete our understanding of Torah and the prophets. Second, nothing will be removed from Torah, not so much as a yod or a stroke, that would change a word and the meaning of the text until everything that is supposed to happen has happened. Third, whoever disobeys the least of these mitzvot found in Torah and teaches others to do so will be called least in his kingdom. And finally, our conduct should be greater than that of the Torah teachers and Purushim, or Pharisees. This sounds pretty legalistic. He is telling us to keep all these rules and ordinances. What happened to grace and faith? What does Shaul say about all this? He is the author of all these grace and faith letters. Surely he is going to say something different. Romans chapter 3 and verses 28 through 31. Therefore we hold the view that a person comes to be considered righteous by God on the ground of trusting, which has nothing to do with legalistic observance of Torah commands. Or is God the God of the Jews only? Isn't he also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, indeed, he is the God of the Gentiles. Because, as you will admit, God is one. Therefore, he will consider righteous the circumcised on the ground of trusting, and the uncircumcised through that same trusting. Does it follow that we abolish Torah by this trusting? Heaven forbid. On the contrary, we confirm Torah. Our trust or faith in relation to the grace provided by Adonai actually validates Torah. It is through our circumcised heart, the instruction of Yeshua and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that we are and should be willing to follow the instructions of the one who created us, the same one who died for us in order to reconcile his creation back to the Creator, is the same one who created Torah. Many rebel when they hear the word law, which is not the best translation for Torah. A better translation into English is instructions. Ultimately, Torah are the instructions of Adonai. As I have continually stated, we need to understand the context of what applies to whom in Torah and in relation to the New Covenant. I introduce some new terminology in Romans chapter 3 and verse 28 that I will expand upon next time. That terminology is, what are legalistic observance of Torah commands? During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath? To anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.